Hi there. My name is Sophie Carrizo, and I'm the producer of Humans of Email, hosted by Jen Capshaw and Natalie Jackson. Today, we have a snippet for your enjoyment. A snippet is a bonus episode, and for our first one, Jen and Natalie discuss the elusive Mothman and what the monsters we create in our stories say about us as humans. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite streaming platform to catch all of our episodes.
I mean, like so many people, I saw that Richard Gere Mothman movie. What was that, like in the 90s? I confess too that like back in the days when everyone had cable TV and sometimes there was nothing on, like pre-streaming days, and you had to just like watch whatever, you know, was on because you were at the mercy of the cable programming. I used to watch those like, what were they, like AMC? I can't remember what channel they were on, but it was like the Monster Hunters and like mythic monster legends. And I always thought that stuff was so cool. I love like, I don't know. I'm also the same person who loved like Greek monster stories and stuff. Like monsters are just fascinating to me because like, what are they saying about us in general? But they have, the Mothman was one of them. And so like the theory is that he's this like half moth, half man in West Virginia. And like, was he created by some sort of government experiment? Who knows? Is he an alien? Maybe. No one knows where he came from. But like the idea is that he's like a prophesizer, right? Like he supposedly shows up before like bad things happen. And it's unclear if he's trying to like warn people of the bad thing to happen or if he's like actually causing the bad thing to happen. But there's this Richard Gere movie, which is great, where he comes to this like West Virginia town, and it's like right before this like major bridge collapse that like winds up killing a whole bunch of people. And like, you know, they're trying to figure out, is it a warning or what is it? Like, why is he here? But the bridge collapse, I think, was actually real.
Yes, it did happen. And the Mothman film is based on actual eyewitness accounts, people claiming to have seen this Mothman and that they did believe that he was kind of a signal, he was prophesizing it. And there have been other Mothman sightings, I think, where bad things happen. You see the Mothman, something horrible happens.
Right. So where this is going, my relationship to it is I'm fascinated by monsters because of what they tell us about ourselves. And so I actually like wrote a novel. I'm a novelist on the side. I have a super useful degree. This happens from time to time. People are like, so you're in marketing. Like, is that J school? Were you in the journalism school? Were you in the business school? And I'm like, I have a Master of Fine Arts in creative writing. So on the side, I'm a novelist. So I just recently finished this book about like, what if the Mothman came to suburbia, like ahead of the climate crisis, but also like so many people in suburbia's lives are in varying states of like dysfunction. And I thought it would be interesting, like, what if he was just trying to escape from it all by like hiding in a cul-de-sac in suburbia, and what would happen, you know, like how much of their personal disasters would they try to ascribe to him, and like how much would be like actually caused by his presence?
I mean, first of all, the HOA would be pissed about the leaf litter in his lawn, right?
Possibly, right? I mean, because he's the Mothman, so he's gonna want to let those baby moths survive the winter.
Exactly. This is also a romance novel as well, right?
One of the neighbors like does fall in love with him. Yeah. Because he's a mysterious man. I mean, you know, that's a tale as old as time. Mysterious man walks into town and like some woman will inevitably fall in love with his mystery.
I really want to read this book now.
Well, if anyone out there listening knows of a good literary agent who might be interested, send them my way. That's my side gig, is like querying literary agents into the sun.
Yeah, send us a contact information at howdy@humansofemail.com.
You've been listening to Humans of Email, a podcast about the people, ideas, and accidents that drive email forward. An Idea Empire production. Copyright 2022.